Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Amir. That's Luis. This is On the Fence about Amir and Luis. And I want you to really pay attention about Amir and Luis. You're not here to judge, like, to make your own decisions. I need you to, like, pick a side. Are you with me or are you with that piece of shit
That'd
over
there?
That'd
be insane. I could see that happening.
That's the fucking, that's what our fan base will be.
It would be that.
People versus you and people versus me.
It would be like, Amir with another wishy-washy take again. Oh, my.
Another one of Luis Perez's "I'm the baddest man in the world."
It would be that. There would be compilations of me losing arguments. There would for sure be that.
No, there's definitely me fucking what compilation of the forehead, the vein forehead, and Amir's fucking anger just fucking popping out.
I don't think I've seen you. Look, I'm still mad at you about the Waymo crime situation.
I'm still yes.
We're still this has been brewing.
Yes,
we weren't here last week because of things.
I literally had to take a vacation to not think about it.
It's been it's going to be the downfall of this show.
It's going to be that fucking shit.
But
he's trying to start the apocalypse with one white lady in a Waymo
again,
and I'm just trying to do demonstrative fucking crime.
You bring up crime with the Waymo, and then all of a sudden, I'm the asshole because I bring up,
yes.
I go one step closer.
Hey,
to
man,
like,
let's graffiti this fucking wall.
I
killed the lady inside the apartment. Why?
Again,
Why'd you do that? Why'd you go there?
The Waymo. I mean, what are you talking about apartment for? Fucking. No.
It doesn't matter.
It would be that, though. It would be like.
I could see our fans coming in two separate lines into the same venue.
There are podcasts I watch where it's like, there's one weak link. Like, there's always a weak link, and like, the fans fucking shit on that one part, and it's mean. It's brutal.
It's you?
Who is the weak link of this show? That's an interesting topic.
They can't be.
There would be, like, subjects. It would be, like, when it comes to, like, women in social situations, I would be the weak link. Like, that would be like, all right, Luis has no clue what he's talking. Like, it would be like, does Luis get all his opinions on Reddit? That would be like, I could see that.
What? Amir Perez is a half a liberal. Amir Aguilar is fucking.
Amir, what are you? We got married, man.
I'm too been in San Francisco too long with gay.
You said Amir was having, like, he was holding, like, a fucking hydration, the drink or whatever, like a liquid IV. I was like, what is it, Sunny D? He's like, I drink a lot of weed. You said that.
I did. And then I was like, that is a mistake, but then again, I do drink a lot of weed drinks.
Stupid.
So I'm half right, so I'll take
it. The tops on those weed drinks. They're always, like, super protective.
They have to be legal.
You chug them. You fucking chug. You know what I found out? I ordered a drink. So I ordered, like, a beer at a bar.
I ordered a beer at Kmart.
But they gave it to me without opening it. And a buddy of mine was like, that's illegal. I think they're even doing that.
To keep the lid on?
Yeah, when you keep the lid on, apparently he was saying that it's illegal. It's illegal the same way that, like, not carding someone is illegal because you could keep the beer. And it's like, you just bought a beer at a liquor store. And I could, like, go off with it. I could, like, get out of the bar and have, like, an unopened can of beer. Is this unenthralling to you?
Wow. No, I'm just like, the ridiculousness of the law.
It's weird, yeah. But it does make sense where it's like, that's why they always open it for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with bars, but they do open beers for you.
I would assume that's just like a fucking hospitality thing.
Hostility? They open it in front of you?
Don't you fucking take this outside, you little pussy. You sit down and drink this here.
Hospitality.
Yeah, I thought it was like, hey, man, cheers, have a beer. That's
they always, sometimes I'll see, like, a chick have, like, a thing to open it with, and I'll be like, thank you, because I have no fingernails whatsoever.
Like, what does that have to do with the fucking?
Because you need it to open a can of beer.
No, you don't.
It's harder for me to open, like, tall cans of beer.
Your fingers are too round, aren't they?
They're fat, stubby fingers.
They're fat, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have fat, stubby
fingers. Ladies, if you're tired of, like, little pokey fingers poking your vagina and you want something with some girth, Luis Perez.
There was an episode of The Simpsons where Homer had stubby fingers like this, and he was, like, a good barber. I think about that. It was, like, one day.
Just try.
Be a good hairdresser.
You know what? You do have the curse of the barber. You can't cut your own hair.
How freeing do you think that is? You don't have any hair. But how
Hey, it's still there. I just want, like, I'm going to start showing it just so we can make a compilation.
You're getting, like, a Vegeta now. Are you getting
It's right
Vegeta?
Here. The devil horns are coming in.
You have, like, a mini Vegeta hairline.
I do. The longer it gets, the more Vegeta-like it gets.
Fuck yeah.
You know what? I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that.
On the fence with
if I ever do the full Vegeta fucking look, I'll be there.
Scouter?
Scouter and everything.
Insane.
Scouter, big shoulder pads, fucking great ape.
What's Vegeta. The scouter say with this transgender comedian to me?
What was I going to say?
Halloween is coming up.
Halloween is coming up.
A 1 year anniversary of our famous, not famous, but our argument.
Our infamous.
It was an infamous argument.
The infamous argument. It was the predecessor of the lady in the Waymo.
Yeah.
It was.
This was something where I judged you and your people completely.
I swear to God, I'm like, what a fucking odd take this is.
That's not an odd take.
It is an odd take.
No, it is the fucking only leeching off society. Perez,
you love every man.
Leave the joint alone.
It bugs me, bro. It's not it's like, yours. It's like. Who,
it looks disgusting, bro. Is it already used?
What do you mean? Is it. What?
It's not been used?
It's been used. It's been smoked.
So then what are you doing?
I don't know. It's just gross. It's leave like, it alone. Leave it.
It's like you don't see people like that smoke cigarettes, like look at you cigarettes, being like, I want to smoke that.
Yeah. I don't want to smoke that.
I don't know.
Anyways, but the argument was. Give the people your take. Look into the camera and tell them what you really feel.
Okay.
Tell them what you think.
So in society.
In society. Okay.
You walk around your own neighborhood and you trick or treat. You don't bus somewhere. You don't get dropped off somewhere to trick or treat because those families give out better candy. What you do is you support your own community and you trick or treat there.
Mm-hmm.
Among your own people. If you live in an apartment, too bad. You trick or treat around the apartment, which sounds better, honestly. Sounds like a lot more capita, right?
No.
A lot more candy per capita. Huh?
No.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's the whole point of trick or treating is to go.
No. That was never the point.
See how passionate he is about it. Like, I keep telling him he's not going to get the candy that we don't get.
You say it as though it's like, that's the point of trick-or-treating is to get dropped off. It's like, what are you talking about?
We get dropped off because there's no parking, you idiot.
What do you mean no parking?
There's no parking in those neighborhoods.
You just walk outside your house, Amir. You just walk. That's it.
I walk. Have you ever gone to Alameda?
No. Never. I've never gone to Alameda trick-or-treating. You asked me this before.
I don't know, man. I'm going.
Why would I do that? Why would I go invade another fucking neighborhood like? Because
you're
fucking,
in a good
like
neighborhood
a
already.
Like a Mongolian trick or treater.
You got fucking hundreds. You got my rent on your yard as fucking animatronics. Yes, I'm coming to your neighborhood.
We never
give me that. The fucking candy. And you were the stingy people who didn't give candy.
We never.
You piece of shit.
We trick or treated.
What a piece of scum.
I think we're helping.
Every single member of your family went trick or treating.
I'd love to.
Every single, not one of you could stay behind. None of you left a fucking bowl of candy on your front door.
I did it once. I told you I did it once, 1 year, and that's it. I handed out candy.
You're a piece of scum.
But trick-or-treating is like for.
You're a fucking candy hoarder.
You could have called me candy whore. That would have been fine.
Candy hoarder or a candy whore. Both is accurate.
No, I think trick-or-treating itself helps out the community. I think going out. And getting candy.
What is this community mayoral bullshit?
I am a great communist, right?
I'm like, what the fuck? You support your own.
Based on
you
the
do
manifesto
not believe.
Written by Karl Marx, one person's candy is
Jesus.
Everyone's candy. All right.
I'm like, a black dude can only
doing,
fucking go to a black business and shit? What are you
talking
about?
To me, you're literally
about?
Doing the thing of, like, when you build a baseball team in a school, you need people from your own neighborhood to have that team. Hence, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, when he went to fucking... Fighting Irish or whatever.
Yeah.
That might have been something else. But fucking, I can't remember the school he went to. God damn it.
Okay.
St. Mary's? I can't remember the school
I
he went to.
I don't fucking know.
But he played with a bunch of white kids.
Yeah.
He was playing in Akron.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, like, he didn't move to L.A. He didn't go where, like, a lot of the good NBA players or a lot of the good NBA players' sons are. So it's like, you live in your own district.
Where did LeBron go?
What? LeBron went to Cleveland. If you knew more, you wouldn't have asked that if you knew more about sports.
I thought he left Cleveland. No,
he
was,
left Cleveland to Miami later.
There you go.
But he got drafted first to Cleveland. So you're saying
he still left. He still left.
No. Because you would have had me if it was like, because I was like, he stayed in Akron, which is in Ohio. And you're like, where'd he get drafted? It's like Cleveland. And then, like, Cleveland drafted him. So it's like,
fucking, he still
that's
left.
What made it.
He still fucking left.
He did leave after.
You more, which, by the way. The concept, it makes sense now why you're like, you shouldn't go. You didn't give candy. people who give candy want more trick-or-treaters. You think they're like, ugh, we have to give candy to people.
You act
What are you talking about?
Act like if I have a bowl of candy, like if I'm anyone, not even if I'm my fat ass, but like if I'm anyone, like, oh, what am I going to do with all this? You're going to keep it, and then you have candy.
Again, they're not going to give you all the candy because it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I bet you they
will. They're going to give you the same handful.
I bet you. Well, you're not going to try and get rid of the candy faster if it's later in the night and you see candy, you're like, you know what?
I have to eliminate the competition to get more candy.
What are you talking about?
That's what you're doing?
I'm talking to the person that gives away candy.
If all these people weren't here, I would get all the candy.
No. What I'm saying is it's like, if it's later and if I'm going to do with the bowl, you're like, I'm going to keep the bowl. And I'm going to give it to someone and be like, hey, listen, it's pretty late.
At the end of the night. And that's something you don't want. That's something you want to be finished. You don't want to just, oh, well, I have a bunch left over. You want to give it out throughout the night.
So, yeah. So, I'm saying you can, by then you'll have, like, a lot will still be, like, the end of the bowl. And you won't get, like, you might not have enough for a bunch of kids. But it's like, you're going to just give it all to one kid at the end. You're going to be like, hey, look, I'm going to close. I'm going to close out.
Kid. It's closing time. This shit's gonna get cold anyway.
I gotta get to bed. No, I'm picturing like I gotta get to bed. If you want, you can have all this candy. And
I feel like you're picturing just one lonely kid dressed as a ghost.
Kinda.
And, oh, Mister, all I got was one piece of candy.
What do you think dressing up as nowadays?
What?
What do you think kids are dressing up as nowadays?
Fucking Fortnite characters.
Probably.
Shit. This shit I don't even like.
What were you dressed up as? Do you remember what?
Vampire every year.
Really?
Every fucking year.
Ew.
It's the cheapest costume in the world. You know what? One time we couldn't even find the teeth. I just went to Zorro. I got a gay mask. That's just this mask.
You have had Zorro. Like I said, Gomez Adams. You make a good
Gomez Adams
suit. Yeah.
You would make a good Gomez. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
The actual Gomez was a little pudgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm pudgy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I don't fit. Oh, wait, the original? No, I don't think the original was pudgy.
He's a little pudgy.
No, I think the original.
No,
because
that was
there. The original was like skinny. No, the original was skinny. You're thinking of the
The original animated, I think.
I don't know about the anime.
The animated, yeah. He was a little
pudgy. You saw the anime? You saw the manga? I'm
Edom is ephemery.
What was I going to say? Right before that. Fuck. Oh, well, I'll just tell you everything I dressed up as. When I was a kid, I dressed up as a prisoner with like a ball and chain. I thought that was sick.
Yeah. That was just them trying to keep you from the fridge.
And then I remember I made a black woman who was dressed up as a cop. And I remember that there was a joke of like, oh, I got to run away from her. I had childhood memories of me. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is...
I'm not saying anything.
Imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine.
All right, relax. You act like my fucking... You act like I was...
Put the weapon down.
I remember Halloween. That's the day the cop took my father away. Like, what do you think my Halloween was? I have fucking fond memories. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Right? Jesus Christ.
I remember Halloween.
I was raised in a bad neighborhood, not by a bad family.
I don't know. Maybe you had horrific Halloween memories.
I remember that Halloween where the murders happened.
I remember when I was a kid, it became, as I was growing up, it became you want more low-key costumes. So the coolest costume to wear in middle school or like in late, like fifth grade was Scream. That was the best Halloween costume.
Scream?
Because you just had kind of have a hood. Yeah.
I mean, you could do the damn near whatever that gallon is, whatever the fuck he wears.
The gallon. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, the pump. I had a buddy who had the pump. And then, yeah, you just. Yeah.
He likes the. Yeah. You could up it. You could, like, keep it low profile. It's up to you.
You used to smell weird. I remember the mask. I still remember what it smells like. It smelled like vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah, it smelled weird.
Yeah, no. That's better than just hella rubber. That's what I remember all of them smelling like.
A lot of sweat. A lot of fucking... Yeah, you're just breathing in a lot. Yeah. It would have a hole. So, like, you used to do that thing where, like, you stick your tongue through the hole. Remember that? And then you do the thing from Scary Movie. You go, why the...
What? Yeah, well, you got to hit the tropes, man. You cannot hit the tropes, man.
I dressed up as Superman.
Oh, there's a Superman.
Yeah,
fat Superman.
When I was a kid, well, you would have like
fucking
the muscle.
Torta man.
There
right
was
here.
It when you're like in second grade. I think you're obsessed with muscle shirts or whatever. Those muscle costumes.
Yeah, I know.
So that.
Oh man, they have inflatable ones now, so you can look. They got the fucking extra. They didn't have that back in that. You know which ones I'm talking about?
What?
They have a little fan, so now it just.
No, I don't remember this.
It's basically fucking muscle arms from SpongeBob.
I remember always being mystified by the sumo outfits, being like, how is it that puffy?
It's just hella padding.
Yeah.
There's a really good picture of me in the tightest fucking Power Ranger costume you ever seen. I was like in fucking elementary school. I want to say like first, second, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Grade. And just tight ass fucking Red Ranger. And then I had the fucking mask. Not a helmet because I'm poor. Fucking just a little flimsy ass mask. And you know what I remember?
What?
It didn't match. It was the Red Ranger from one series. I had that mask. And then I had a different suit from a different series. And it didn't match up.
Huh.
I got my fucking Power Ranger suit from like,
all fucked
my
up.
Power Ranger suit is all fucking, is like from the scrap heap.
Wrong,
it's from the junkyard.
Way.
What?
Wrong colorway.
Exactly. I got like the fucking, I got the fucking front end of a Chevy and the fucking back end of a Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fucking an amalgamation of pieces.
I'm still trying amalgamation of pieces. Imagine you hearing yourself as a kid say that.
Hey, kid, you fucking amalgamation of fucking leftover parts. Look at you, you fucking moron.
It's like a fucking deep-seated memory. This guy calls me an amalgamation of pieces. It's like fucked up Power Rangers.
I would still be in this exact location except outside that door homeless.
I'm trying to fucking... I don't remember what I dressed up as, though. I feel like I dressed up as more shit, but probably not.
As more shit?
I feel like there's more shit. I think I've named more...
Power Rangers.
Power Ranger.
I did Vampire a whole bunch. Fucking... That one time I went to Zorro because we couldn't find the goddamn teeth.
Yeah.
God, is that
a very classic childhood memory of mine? I always remember this. It's one of my friends. He dressed up as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, and it's a very, like, he was very, like, big into Star Wars. And, like, Obi-Wan from, like, the newer movies. Like the And he was, like, he had, like, the robe and everything.
Yeah.
And I just remember how serious he took it. And then every other kid thought he was dressed up as Shrek. Funniest fucking thing ever.
Best thing. I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. Shut up. Get out of my way.
Nothing is ever going to be funnier to me, though, than seeing his reaction every time someone's like, oh, you're Shrek. That's cool. And, dude, his like, level of, like, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is it, like, correct?
Fuck.
You
know what I did like to do? I actually, one year, like, I don't know what it was about me. I'm telling you, I felt old ever since I was little. I'm like, I got candy. We got candy. We can buy fucking candy.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I want to be the person giving out candy. And one year, I would just stay up, and I was just right by the door. Just wait. Ding dong. Here you go, motherfucker. Here you go, motherfucker. Here you go, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
Wait, you're talking about for the candy?
For the candy. I was a child, and I was happy to be giving away candy.
That's weird.
I know, but I fucking...
Deep-seated.
It is a very nice memory.
Huh?
It was a nice memory, because I was like maybe a young teenager. I was maybe 13, 12?
Yeah, that makes it more pathetic.
13, 14?
That's around the same time I did it, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this fucking... You did it too.
I wore a mask, yeah.
You wore a mask? I didn't even... I don't think I even wore something.
I creepily stood outside my doorway... holding a bucket and a mask. It's got a big pumpkin thing with candy in it.
Nice. You were outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside? Okay, yeah. I was just waiting by the
Wasn't
door.
Wasn't that weird when you saw someone's inside house?
Yeah, he was like, thank you.
You see what they're watching? Like, when you're a kid, you just look around. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know.
I remember there's a couple times I'm like, oh, you guys are having an adult party. That Snow White looks slutty.
I remember seeing a party behind, so that'd be weird. Huh.
Yeah.
That would be a good...
You know why? Because he didn't go to Alameda. He should have gone to Alameda.
Why would I go to another...
Because they have cooler stuff. Maybe even just to see a different neighborhood.
A lot of kids get ran over on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people... You know what they never talk about? The weird of kids love being out in the street in the middle of the night on Halloween. People love Halloween parties and getting drunk and dressed up as in Halloween.
Do you think it's because of the parties?
I think so. And also, fucking probably, listen,
13%.
I would have dodged that kid, drunk, sober, whatever, but the fucking eyes on my werewolf mask were misaligned, and I couldn't see that well. All I heard was thump, thump.
I like how you blame the Halloween party.
And then I got out, and I saw the dead child, and I said, no!
What is the kid dressed up as?
A ghost now.
Ironically, a zombie.
I wish he was coming back.
Yeah. This kid ain't living up to his costume.
Fuck.
I don't know. If it's Halloween, it's what, Amir?
Devil's Night.
Saw.
That's it. What?
I just remember that.
Saw?
Saw would always come out on Halloween. If it's Halloween,
oh, of course.
Saw.
Yeah. Fuck. Those Saw movies, I'm telling you.
What?
Somebody was saying, like, it is gory as fuck, so you can't be like, oh, it's a psychological thing.
No, that's what it became. People start getting really gay about it. They were like, Saw is actually, like, a take on the healthcare. That's literally what people are saying about Saw. What? Where it's like, it's actually a take on the healthcare system in America and how it fails people and how because of that. I've heard really dumb interpretations of Saw.
No, people are all fucking... Everybody wants to make it...
Because Jigsaw is a good villain. Because that's what he is.
Oh, I'm punishing you because blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know why, right? You know what's like his thing?
What?
He punishes people who don't appreciate life so they'll appreciate it by not dying. It's like that's like the thing about Saw.
Yeah, but I'm going to appreciate it with like... No arms and legs now, or what?
I don't know. The first Saw was really good because there was like that existed a little bit with like the drug addict angle of like that chick, but it wasn't. It was way more just about like the fucking. The first time I saw the bear trap, that was pretty creepy as a kid.
Like, the bear trap?
The reverse bear trap.
What's a reverse bear trap?
It's that thing that the girl has on her head.
Oh, like,
from the inside, fucking clamp in.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm like the suspense of that, like just. Horribly mutilated or dead.
My favorite trap is Saw 2 is the pit of needles, and the guy just angrily throws the chick from the first movie in the pit of needles.
Mm.
It's pretty.
You
sick.
Know she was pregnant
in that. Like
the actress was pregnant.
Oh, okay. I thought you just said like in the lore.
In the
like,
lore of the movie, she was pregnant, and she gave birth to the next Jigsaw.
I don't know. It was, I'm trying to think. The Jigsaw puppet itself was kind of weird. Like that, what they were trying to like do with that. I don't know.
It was terrifying until Scary Movie 3, I think.
It was when they beat the
and
fuck
that's,
up.
No, Scary Movie 4. Scary Movie 4. That's when it went with Shaq. Oh, he's right. In the Saw trap. Him and Dr. Phil.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Saw movie?
Saw movie? Yeah. I've never watched any of them to complete.
Saw 1's pretty good. Saw 3's pretty good.
Saw 1, Saw 3. Did Saw you two. The one with Chris Rock?
Saw 2 is sequelitis. So that's Spiral, right?
Yeah.
It's like the stupid. It's like a dumb prequel. I don't know.
It's a prequel?
It turns out to be a prequel. It's really dumb.
Okay.
Final Destination did that the best.
Oh, yes, yes. Everybody talks about how it ends, and then you don't realize they've been using old phones this whole time or whatever the fuck.
Oh, and then it's there at the movie. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. You show them the mask.
Show them the mask? Well, we haven't introduced the mask. You can't just be like, show them the mask.
Okay.
You know what? I have had one more costume throughout the years.
What?
And it's been this one, and literally, I remember this one. I can't believe I didn't say it. Let me show it to you, because I need to tell you the compliment that I got. Because people seem to like it, even if they don't know what it is exactly.
All right. Amir is dressed up as a orange swirl ice cream at Baskin-Robbins. That's his official costume, you guys.
That's actually nice. I haven't gotten that one before. How do I sound? Can you hear me?
You can take off the mask. Okay. It's fucking up. It just sounds weird coming through it on the mic.
I've gotten that one.
Take it off. Take off the mask.
I've gotten that one. I've also gotten the actual costume is Toby from Naruto.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could be other Toby.
Yeah. What other Toby?
Roots.
Roots? Not that Toby.
Toby, your name.
Well, honestly, if he came back for revenge,
Kunta that might Kente, actually be Kunta pretty Kente badass. Jutsu.
What?
Kunta Kente Jutsu.
Exactly, that's what bro. It is, yeah. Bro, it also looks like I'm dressed as a glory hole.
That's not bad.
It also looks like I'm some Donald Trump anus.
He did an Orange Man bad joke, you guys. That's the end of the show, you guys. Keep it going for you.
You're
dressed up because Punchline on Thursday every Halloween they have the Ha Ha Halloween Showcase.
Yeah.
More like Hack Hack. All right.
All right. Now it's the end of the
you
show.
You dress up as a costume, and then you could go up swimming. You're talking about you want to dress up as that for Punchline?
Maybe. Honestly,
the only thing
I'm considering, only reason I'm considering not going because it's not on a Sunday.
No.
So there's probably going to be traffic on
the way.
There's
no point, yeah. It is less of a point.
There is less of a point.
But you could do it.
No.
You should go.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, but you got to go all out with that.
I don't want to.
You got to dress up like body. If then you go up and he'd be like, what's up with dating? And he'd just do that.
Yeah, no, the entire time. It's very cringy to me.
What, dating?
Yes. Fucking just like the, oh, if you dress up, we'll put you up. It's all.
I don't see it as bad.
I see it as like fucking.
It's a costume contest.
I get it, but I'm like, ugh.
What?
Imagine that's somebody who's been going for a year and a half. Then and they have to get fucking their best Frankenstein costume. And they're just like, yeah, whatever.
They
that's how you get it.
They don't have to do that, though.
They don't have to.
It helps, but like it also, I don't know.
It helps.
I don't think the set itself is that important. Unless you crush so hard that it's like, whoa, yeah.
It's a Thursday. Do people get the fucking Friday and Thursday off for Halloween?
People will come for it. The audience might come dressed. It'd be nice.
Nah.
Yeah. No?
What if I run over a kid on the way?
Then you have a better chance of going out. Fucking.
This guy is really in a hurry. Yeah, come on. I got to go up there before I get arrested. Come on. Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
Introduce me, you piece of shit.
You grow up as a soon-to-be child murderer. That's your costume.
Well, I already did it, so.
You're rocking Akimbo vapes right now? Is that what you're doing?
What?
Double vape? Akimbo. You know what that is? You got double gun.
This one keeps me up, and this one knocks me down. So you're going to see me hit the force with
yes. Why are you keeping that fit? You could actually do a pretty good rock fucking... I can't do that.
A rock eyebrow?
Yeah, I can't. Am I doing it?
No. Yeah. You fucking... I'm gonna try. You're trying to do
hold
an Undertaker.
Hold on, am I doing it?
It doesn't go up high enough. Yeah. All right. No, you're trying too hard.
I'm really...
He also does it very effortlessly. Like, what?
And then yeah, you just did it effortlessly, yeah.
I've always had a very rubbery face. Stop! Don't.
I can't.
I think I saw your cum face.
I'm really trying.
Do it into the fucking camera. Okay.
I'm really trying hard.
Like,
I feel like you have to make a mini face as you do it. Like you need like a squint. I don't know.
It's because you have to be a wacky person from birth.
I'm gonna go up to Punchline as Timothy McVeigh. You know who that is?
The Unabomber?
No, the Detroit City Bomber or whatever.
Detroit City Bomber. Yeah. Timmy
What?
I bet you're going to bomb.
Why, wait, what was that?
I bet you're going to bomb.
Oh!
That would have been nice.
What if you were a full vampire costume and you go up and you take it off and you're like, I'm actually... Or John Wayne Gacy. I don't know.
All you gay men need to look out now.
That's a clown costume.
What?
Clown costume. That's it.
Do you know why the white clowns didn't like John Wayne Gacy's fucking shit?
Why?
His clown makeup?
Why?
Sharp lines. You're not supposed to have sharp lines.
Really?
In clown, you keep it all rounded out, man.
Oh, yeah?
But on his, like, you could see on his fucking, his smile was very sharp.
I went to clown college.
You went, I seen
you like, know what my name was? My
what,
clown name?
What?
Brock Turner.
Oh, did you hear what's going on with Tony Hinchcliffe?
Oh. All right, wait. You went from Brock Turner to, I can only assume the worst. What's going on?
People are getting at Tony Hinchcliffe. I guess he did the Trump rally and he said he was roasting, I guess, whatever the fuck.
He was roasting Trump?
No.
Oh, he was.
He said, guy. Like, I guess he just, he's saying what I guess he assumes people want to hear at a Trump rally.
Yeah.
There's this floating island of trash in the middle of the ocean. I believe it's called Puerto Rico.
Sick.
Right?
My fucking
right?
Is it. Yeah.
Right? And then something, I'm sure something about black people. They're saying sick. Something. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah. And then everybody's like, He's racist, and even the Trump campaign and like Republicans are being like, we don't stand for what he said and blah 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 blah. And I guess he's just going on Twitter being like, these people have no sense of humor. I'm like, who the fuck did you hire for your rally? Like, this is he's not a political person at all, is he? I've never seen his fucking comedy outside of fucking fucking clips of
Kill Tony.
Of Kill Tony. Is he like deep? Is he the Jon Stewart of the other side or what?
I don't think you have to be, but because you're in Austin, you sort of are political, I think. I think that does make you political.
Is he in Austin? I thought he took that shit everywhere.
He took it to, oh no, they're in the mothership. That's where they do it.
That's where they do it?
Yeah. Huh. But it's like, I don't know. There is an inherent politicalness, though, I think, to Austin, because the point is that you're moving from somewhere else to do it, and you're typically moving from a blue state. That's why I think there is some weird political thing of, like, I'm coming over here where it's a red state, less taxes, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a weird haven, sort of. Stop with the fucking vapes! I don't know, Trump just did the Rogan podcast and see that as, like, a weird thing, too. But Trump is going for anything right now.
Yeah, no. Usually when a president, former president, does your podcast, he's doing you a favor. This one, it almost feels like the other way around.
I never see it as that.
You never see it as that?
No. Obama did Marin's podcast, and I saw that as like, well, maybe, but I see that.
That one specifically, I won't give you, because I feel like Obama's bigger than Marin. Marin has less of a following than Obama.
I don't know. I see it as the point is always twofold of, it's not approval rating, but I think it's young people. I think that's what they're going with. It's like,
I feel like maybe, nah. I'm biased because I like Conan's podcast, but he fucking does like former presidents and shit.
Is that what he does?
Sometimes, occasionally, yeah.
Former presidents is a different topic. Former presidents is a very weird conversation of like, what are you doing outside? But it's like, when I saw Obama talking to Marin, I saw it as him trying to get more young people. He's trying to get in like a certain hit. Like,
with Marin?
Marin's like, he was one of the most popular podcasts of that era. Obviously, if Obama did it, like there was.
Well, put his numbers up against the Joe Rogan podcast.
Now, but back then, it was pretty neck and neck.
Fucking, I don't know if young people were listening back then.
Young people were listening to Marin?
To Marin.
He had a bunch of celebrities on that show. That show became like its own little, like.
It's not even popping up on my suggested podcast.
Right now he's not. Right now he's not as popular, but back then he was.
All
right.
Well, maybe I wasn't.
You don't think so? You know, he interviewed Obama in like, what, 2013, 2014?
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, wait, was he even president Obama. Back then? Yes, he was
president. He was for sure then. President when Marin interviewed. Yeah. Louis has that story of how Marin. It's happened on Marin where Marin's like, who are your favorite comedians? And then he starts naming them. I believe he said Cosby. That'd be ironic. But and then he said Louis C.K. He said Louis C.K. he really appreciates.
Who? Obama?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that now. Look at that now.
What?
Now it's all gone.
The dude likes to jack off in front of people. Whatever.
Shame. I don't know.
Shame. Honestly, he's got more balls than I do. That's why I can't do porn. I can't fucking.
Who's got more balls?
Fucking Louis C.K.
I think you would.
I'm marrying the only lady who's ever seen my penis.
It would take balls.
And that's it. That's the only person who gets to see my penis.
Who?
My wife. My soon to be wife.
What?
My wife.
You're soon to be, Amir. Let's not jump the gun.
It's the same
aimed
shit.
At my fucking face.
Yeah. No. Could you do porno? If you had the member. Look at Ron Jeremy. You could do if you wanted to. And then, but can you, like, show it on camera? Can you not only show that in certain positions, the positions that we all fucking hate, you're going to have to show butthole, too.
I think the pros outweigh the cons of a dude doing porn.
You're not getting the woman's paycheck. The woman's paycheck is astronomically.
But what are the cons?
The cons of just it being out. One. A lot of women may not want to fuck with you because you've done porn. They see it as kind of a weird thing. You've been with a lot of women that are like that. So you feel me? They might not want. They'd have to like. It's something they would have to come to terms with. Not only have you done it, the proof is out there. The proof is in it. People might see you and they might recognize you. Walking up to a dude who does porn, you're kind of a sleazeball because that's gross. Because why are you paying so much attention to the dude's face? Why are you, like, going up to him? It doesn't seem like I'm a big fan. It doesn't seem like that type of thing.
I think we're stuck on the mode of 80s porn star when we really should be thinking of, like, modern internet porn star, which at that point...
Yes, but even with that, your mother's going to see it.
Your mother's going to know. Why
your
would
mother's
going to
know.
It? She wouldn't see
She's
it.
Subscribing.
Like, what kind of Freudian shit is that? Well, is it? It's not Freudian to want to fuck your son. It's they call that a...
Anti-Freudian.
No, they call that Oedipus, but they call that...
Pedophilia.
Pedophile. I don't know. No, I don't think it's that bad for a dude. The cons are like what if a dude sees you? It's like, wow, this guy, I'm being recognized as the guy that does fucking for a living.
What if a gay dude comes up to you? Because you know a lot of those dudes that do.
That probably happens a lot.
That happens.
But they probably know that you're straight. It's like they probably are aware.
They probably know.
What?
Just the way they probably know you're straight.
I did say whatever. They probably know you're straight. Yeah.
No, but fucking, I don't know.
What I said, like
Michael
Jackson.
More pros versus... Yeah. I mean, they're probably
straight.
They fucking pros outweigh the con.
I think the pro of a dude, yeah, of a woman, I can't. It probably is horrible. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I picture that scene in Boogie Nights. You ever seen Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Remember when?
No. I don't know why you said yes.
Halfway through, about a fucking explode. There's a scene where like this girl, or like in the beginning, they do it on purpose. But like they have a scene where she's in high school. And, like, this dude is wanting to, like, is fucking with her. Not fucking her, but, like, fucking with her.
Yeah.
And then later on, they have, like, remember, like when porn, remember, like, the Bang Bus? In the movie, they have, like, this version of the Bang Bus where it's, like, a nice little limo, like, a nice town car. And the dude they bring in is the dude that made fun of her in high school. And she realizes this, and she's like, what the fuck? And it's, like, brutal. The guy's like, oh, I remember you. And it's like, now you're a whore. Yeah, I don't know. It's mean.
Nice.
The whore moniker doesn't apply the same to a guy doing porn. That's the big thing. That's the big difference in getting noticed.
Yeah, no. At the age old, why can a woman do it and why
are you... What is that?
My proof that I parked.
Oh, what the fuck?
Edit that out. It has all my information.
Edit that out. You know how little work I put into this show?
It shows.
It's going to show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why we even got into this.
I think we got off the Tony Hinch clip. What do you think about Tony?
Wait, I'm still on this porn topic. Hold on.
Give me the porn topic.
Because
of course we're back on porn.
It always leads to philosophical discussions about porn. It had to happen sometime. No, I don't know. What was the original point, though, is that you're doing porn, living, you said it like living with the burden of having done porn.
I mean, Mia Khalifa makes it sound horrible.
And she makes a living now, probably off of like talking. I don't know.
They still bring her up when we need an in on the adult industry. That bitch.
And she's a big name, so it's different. But yeah. If you're a dude, you're not going to be paid as much, which sucks. But it's like you're still what? You're not going to get any work. It's like I don't know. I think about that when porn has like budgets, like when they do like parodies of like.
I will say. Not for sure. Not for, like, I don't know if you're making a consistent enough check, but that might just be my ignorance. Like, I don't know how much you're getting paid. You're not making a consistent enough check, so you might still need, like, at least a part-time just to make sure you get everything covered, or you might still need a full-time if you want to make a little more money, and that could be just bonus money, and then you can be, like,
and again, we're not
spend it on your hobbies
this,
or whatever.
We're not seeing this in the modern light of, like, you could have an OnlyFans, and that could just be...
You're a dude with an OnlyFans, you're gay.
It's fair.
That is pretty gay.
So gay.
Who else would fucking subscribe to a guy? Because
I don't think subscribe to a guy. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying, but if you do, you're most likely... I'm assuming it's dudes. I'm assuming dudes are your fans, because I feel like very little women are like, I'm going to spend money to see the pictures of your dick, because it's that amazing.
Pictures of your dick?
Yeah, I mean, what else do you do on OnlyFans? Or videos of your dick?
Post videos, I would assume, yeah.
But if you're a porn star, most of your shit, that is the fucking duality.
They post
of,
like amateur.
If it's out there for free, There's much less incentive to get it
paid. There's productions where you get paid more, and then there's OnlyFans where you're paying yourself more off
your own literally time. Have to go in there.
I know nothing of porn. Like, I know nothing of the money of porn. I'm talking porn, like a fucking financial
porn
advisor.
Porn be the subject, or music, or whatever. You got to go in there with a fucking good contract. That's the end of the fucking... That's the truth.
Jews
go in there. I want... Every time they click, you make $2, I make 50 cents or something. I got to get something.
That contract would never exist.
That, of course not, but that's what, ideally, that's what you want.
The motto of porn should be beggars can't be choosers. They could be catchers and pitchers.
I'm not a beggar, but here's a video of you begging for my cum. There you go.
Fair.
Fair.
All right, Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tony Hinch, what do you think
of
Tony?
Porn star.
Should he take a load on the face? Yes? No? Already has?
Name of his podcast. Name of his special? Kill Shot. That's the name of his special.
I was going to say, should you think he should be in trouble? Or do you think that was a smart move to have him come and talk?
Yeah. For Trump, it is.
For Trump, it was a good
for
move?
For Trump, it is. Trump needs his name more in the media than Kamala. And he needs to somewhat... get more in that Austin scene, because with that you kind of get middle America, or like this center of like not just comedy listeners but like people.
Yeah,
that's how you get the middle. You get the middle from being more interesting, but I don't know, could be wrong.
I don't know. I have no idea about politics. I asked about Tony, you fuck.
But I'm saying Tony doing that, like, it helps Tony. Yeah. Tony, it's again twofold. Tony gets the Trump people.
Yeah.
And Trump gets the Tony people. It's that simple. It's a...
But...
What?
He did distance himself a little. He himself didn't say a person, but this does not align with the views of the Trump and the Trump campaign, blah, blah, blah.
Who said that?
The statement. Just a statement out from a fucking...
It's weird how that statement doesn't get, like, prioritized as much. Like, that never matters in any sort of... Like, you get fired by a company for doing something, and that statement, even though it's being used at 99% of the time, like, they still fire you.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know, like, that's a very PR way.
I wonder
of
how much
being,
he got
like,
paid for that.
What?
I wonder how much Tony got paid. Do you think he got paid, or do you think he's like, well, I'm just honored to be asked by a former... maybe future president?
I don't think you're allowed to get paid for it. I think there's always weird rules about being paid to speak for shit like that. Because you got, like, super PACs and stuff. It's like, I don't know. I don't know where all that money goes to other than, like, advertising. That's pretty much all I see it going to.
What about that? Have you ever heard the conspiracy that, I don't even know if it's a conspiracy. Some shit like, oh, yeah, like, if you have enough of a following, be a whatever type of celebrity you are, the parties will invite you to, like, to their party to, like, oh,
sure,
we'll give you money, and then you just show up, you just wave the flag, or you wear the hat or whatever, you get a fat paycheck, and then...
Yeah, I believe that.
You believe that?
Yeah, I believe that for a couple of reasons.
But that's under the table shit. That would be under the table, wouldn't it?
I don't think that counts as under the table. It just counts as a private event. It counts as, like, a fucking... Because if you go deep into, like...
Where's the difference between Tony speaking at the rally and then the people...
That's because that's a rally. You're doing a political... Like, that's a political event. I mean, again, there's a lot of red tape of, like, what you can and can't do at a
point. Is it like a televised thing?
I don't think it's a televised. It's that you're endorsing a candidate. Like, I think that's a big thing about it. I think on this show, remember, like, we got that email. That email we got?
No.
You can't, like, on Radio Valencia, it's frowned upon to, like, purposely endorse something or whatever. I think in the name of Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, there's weird shit, especially on the radio. Because, like, there are things like, there was this thing called the fucking, fuck, it was called, like, the something mandate. Fuck, like, the two voice, that's not what it's called.
What the fuck?
Talk about something, I'm trying to remember what the fuck it's called. Fuck. Because I'm going
to
fucking...
You're making me wish we'd go back to porn.
There was this thing that radio used to have where if you talked about one candidate, or if you talked about one political party, the other party needed representation.
Oh, so, like, every Fox needs its...
But radio is a lot
CMS,
more
NBC
main,
or whatever FCC. It is.
So like the FCC, also the FCC is on TV, but it's like, but yeah, there is this weird thing. It's called the something fucking mandate. God damn it. I don't know. I wish I remembered.
I don't know. Is it like how Jon Stewart needed Stephen Colbert?
No, because that was satire. Stephen Colbert was a Democrat, but he would do the Colbert Report as like a joke on him. By the way, that time slot has always been fucked.
What do you mean?
Like, that used to be the tough crowd time slot.
Yeah.
Like, Jon Stewart would be like, and now, like, if you watch old Tough Crowd clips, it would, like, old Tough Crowd episodes, you'd sometimes get the cut of Jon Stewart's end show. So, Tough Crowd ends after, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And then Colbert Report comes in and saves that time slot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm right. Because before Chappelle, right, there was that time slot, Mind Him and See It. That's what followed.
Yeah.
But Colbert... So Colbert runs for as long as fucking Daily Show, pretty much, right?
Yeah. I think it ended a lot like
soon. You know, it started a lot sooner. Sooner. Started later. Sooner? Later.
Okay.
Later.
Started later, ended sooner.
Because Colbert was a character on the Daily Show, and then this is where the times like it's fucked. Like 2015, he becomes Letterman. Like he becomes the new host of Letterman. And then this is where the times like it's fucked. They give like Moshe Kasher a show there. They give Jordan Klepper a show there. Moshe Kasher is like an Oakland comedian, but. He, like, the Jordan Klepper guy used to be a Daily Show guy. Then they fucking gave another fucking talk show. It was bad. Wilmore had a show. Remember Larry Wilmore?
I feel like eventually Tosh.0 got it for a long-ass time.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't get that time slot?
Like, the daytime slot. No.
He didn't have a daytime slot?
He didn't have that slot. That slot is fucked. Tosh.0 had the pre-slot of, like, he might be, like, the Chappelle era. Jordan Peele, I think Key and Peele had the Chappelle slot. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Didn't,
but I can't remember. I can't remember the fucking which show.
I remember Comedy Central at this point. Like, I remember watching, like, it's funny how I'm saying, like, watching live. But, like, do you remember the Key and Peele skit of the East Conference and the West Conference?
Yeah.
Ladarius.
Remember that?
Yeah. Ladarius, Aquarius, Octavius. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Dan Smith. That was the white guy. BYU.
I was gonna say, yeah, no, I remember. I'm telling you, I remember. Like, do you remember? Like, they would be like, this show's coming soon. Like, oh, fucking, this show premieres next week on blah blah blah.
On what? What do you mean?
On Comedy Central? Like before the
they
show,
would try
like,
a lot,
like
yeah.
trailers before like the show would even like.
Yeah, they would promote the shit of it to get it pumped. Yeah. They would try that. Yeah, I remember. Fuck. Oh, somebody had a fucking show. Somebody good had a show and didn't go well. That happened. Greg Giraldo had like three different shows.
Greg Giraldo. I think Dave Attell had a show.
Dave Attell had a show. Well, Dave Attell had Insomniac. That was. But like Greg Giraldo had a lot of failed pilots.
So, John Benjamin has a van.
I don't remember that. I remember Nathan For You. I remember that was a new show that was starting. That was a pretty big one. You remember Nathan For You?
I remember, but I couldn't stand him.
You couldn't stand him?
His demeanor. I'm like, I hate this guy.
I loved it when he went to a thrift store and he's like, this is how we're going to fix your thrift store. And they just put a bunch of shit close, like to where if you knock it down, you owe for the fucking item that you just broke. It was an antique store. It wasn't a thrift store. And if you broke the antique, you had to pay for it. And it was like egregiously expensive. And that's how you make it pay.
That's a fucking hustle.
Remember that one where it's like you're a fucking you're a liquor store that sells to kids. But once you buy it, it's like on the shelf until you turn 21.
Yeah.
He did the fake Starbucks thing.
Yeah, and they fucking...
That was big.
And they were like, because it's an art thing, it doesn't have to meet food standards.
Parody. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. There was like rats in that motherfucker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it got serious.
Oh, yeah. They were really making fucking money off that one.
Yeah, I could see that as like the bit, yeah.
That's crazy. They didn't have to meet food. All right. Well, fucking people are stupid enough
to
buy
insane.
It.
That's insane. Right.
I guess we can give this fake Starbucks the same license as like a little kid lemonade stand. If you buy it, you're kind of taking your own risk, I guess.
Well, I can't remember. I'm going to look up 2012.
You know what? Fucking Jack Dunham. Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. Yeah.
Jeff Dunham had a show. Didn't go well.
You said Jack Dunham.
Jack Dunham did have a show.
All right. Let me look up.
Christopher Titus? No, Christopher Titus did have a show, but not on Comedy Central. Who else had a show? Why the fuck don't we have a show? We do have a show. Holy shit, we have a show.
Remember that show we had on Comedy Central? Remember that?
Yeah.
I do not. All right.
Fuck yeah, man. We were animated fucking cats.
Drunk History. I remember John Oliver's fucking, he had a
Drunk
stand-up
history?
Show. No. Drunk History or something else. But like John Oliver had a Subway show or something. It was like a New York show. and he would have comedians on that.
John Oliver?
John Oliver.
I thought that was Kumail Nanjiani and what's his face?
No, Kumail Nanjiani was on it, but John Oliver had a show. Fuck. This is not happening. I remember that show. That was later, though.
That was Ari it was Shaffir, Ari, and then
Roy Wood Jr.
Roy Wood
Brickleberry.
Juniors.
Brickleberry,
I fuck with Brickleberry.
People did not fuck with Brickleberry.
It got like 3 seasons.
At Midnight, I remember Inside Amy Schumer.
I fucked with At Midnight. God damn it.
I did not
fuck
with At
fucking,
Midnight.
If the lineup was good, it was going to be a good fucking show.
I didn't like
and
it.
And then I fucking, and then we got, and then no more cable, and then bullshit,
what was
man.
The point of At Midnight?
At Midnight, it was just topics, witty remarks.
You
person
like
with
that?
The most points.
But they're pre-written, right?
What? Yeah, no shit.
To be fair, Tough Crowd was pre-written, but it's like, it wasn't that pre-written. Oh, no.
Oh, my, is your, oh, yeah? And you're telling me the dude that's walking up on the comedy stage isn't saying this off the top of his head? This isn't the first time this dude's saying this sentence?
I don't like that it's game show format. That's what I don't like about At Midnight.
Who gives a fuck? You don't actually tally the scores. Nobody's telling you to keep
I remember The Burn with Anthony Jeselnik. Remember that?
The Burn with Anthony Jeselnik?
Yeah.
Talk show.
That? He had a talk show. Yeah,
he did,
that.
And do you remember why they cut it? He no. talks about it on his special.
Why?
They were upset because they made fun of a guy who got eaten by a shark.
No, I don't remember that.
A guy in New Zealand died because he fucking got attacked by a shark. And what did they do on Anthony Jeselnik's show?
They ate a shark.
We had a shark party.
That's what they did.
And then they fucking, and then, yeah, they're like, yeah, one for the sharks, because you know how people kill a whole bunch of sharks. And then, yeah, finally, one for us. Good for us. Yay. And then the family got off mad. Right?
Not that big of a deal.
I don't think so.
Comedy Central had a lot more scandals on their back. Let's put it like that. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. Yeah.
That was a fun
That's
one.
That's us chronicling Comedy Central.
Comedy Central. Comedy now, Central used to be good. It didn't used to just be The
you
Office.
You think it was good at that time?
I thought I loved everything.
I underappreciated Key and Peele because those sketches would end up being like internet legendary. I remember
they
that.
Are good to this day. There's some on the internet. Like you go back, like they don't have this on the. I mean, they don't. They didn't memeify it, but this is a good goddamn sketch. You know
the
which one's good?
The substitute teacher sketch is like beyond. Like it just became a thing of like
try to shoot me in the shoulder.
Oh, Shat Hennessy.
The other one. Okay. Put right to the chest. Come on.
What are you doing? What?
Did you catch? You didn't catch that bullet. Yep. I got it right here. And it's
what bit is that?
They're doing that trope of, you know, the survivalist in the thing. And, like, the government came and find them. And like,
yeah.
We need your help. But, oh, we don't need your help. We need a recommendation. Nope. I know. You need me. I still got the skills. Like, nah, you're too old now. You're like, we need somebody else, somebody younger. Nope, come on. I still got all the instincts. Look, try to shoot me in the shoulder. I'm not going to shoot you in the shoulder. No, come on, shoot me. Shoot me right now in the shoulder. You're not going to hit me. I'm going to catch the bullet. And then he shoots him a bunch of times because he insists that he can catch it. Never does.
Huh. Oh, no. I'm trying to remember my favorite camp. Probably East West. That was kind of
East
perfect.
West was good.
Remember Bone Thugs and Homeless?
Bone Thugs and Homeless. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude who was just weird and like,
those
he had
pushing.
His friend that was like, man, what are you talking about? Oh, doofus. You sound so ridiculous, right? And then he had the stupid telescope that fucking, and then he told his friend to look at it, and then his friend was like, did you really think that was going to work?
An underrated one was Save a Child. Remember that one?
Save a Child? I got $3? All right.
Well, they pull up the van.
Not you! Get the fuck out!
Yeah, but not you. And they just toss him a kid. Yeah,
I have $2 more. That's actually a really good one.
How do you compare them to the Dave Chappelle sketches?
Dave Chappelle, they're different. I can't.
You think they're different? I do think Chappelle is right when he's like, they did steal my fucking. Like they
stole his fucking.
It's not that. I know why Chappelle's mad. Like I think he jokes about it more often than not. But he is like, Key and Peele just does the same shit that I did, which is true.
Which is what?
Like, I get why.
Wacky sketches or what?
It is a similar tone
that's
of,
like
sketch. I don't know.
What was the Wayne brother? The Wayne Brady? Fucking, no, not Wayne Brady. That's like the Wayne's brothers being like, Dave Chappelle's just doing sketches. We did sketches on In Living Color.
It's not the same, though. What In Living Color's not the same because that was more Saturday Night Live, and in Chappelle's show was like video sketches. It was like, what was dumb about Key & Peele was they made it like a live show. That was what made it a ripoff of Chappelle's show, is that it wasn't just a clip show. They would have like talking moments on Chappelle's show, on Key & Peele. You remember that? On the actual show, they'd be like, Key & Peele. They wouldn't do that for like exactly like
Key & Peele, beep, 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 and beep. And now the Key & Peele
show.
Key & Peele dancers, and Jennifer Lopez is still dancing for him.
That's the show. I'm trying to remember.
I was going to say, like, is Dave Chappelle the first to do that?
No, he's not. But
I remember. I'm pretty sure Carlos Mencia came after the Chappelle show.
I think Mencia was.
But it's not like he has the best track record for taking.
Mencia was very Chappelle show too, but that was weird.
It was the Mexican Chappelle show.
Yeah. Oh, you ever seen clips of Lopez Tonight?
Lopez Tonight?
Yeah.
I watched it. Horrible. I remember the
Lopez Tonight?
I watched the fucking, like I said, hey, George Lopez has a new show premiering next month.
I remember watching some of it too.
All the lead up and all this shit. And then
I remember needing my Lopez fix when I was a kid. I was like, man, Lopez show was gone.
Damn, bro, these fucking syndicated episodes.
These
making
fucking Nick at Night episodes won't do it, Holmes. I need the kick.
I need the fucking after that. And I want to turn to TBS, and I want to see that essay interview, Oscar de la Hoya.
And then if you actually watch it, it's like...
It's not great.
Yeah, we need writers, George. George. Just bring the cast back, George.
This motherfucker just literally like...
Dude, it was bad. Do you remember how bad it was?
There's less bitch. You can't half-ass a Sabado Gigante. That's a Sabado medium.
It was really bad. Do you remember how bad it was, though?
It's all right. It's fine, I guess.
It was not all right.
I think it's as good as any other late night fucking.
No, it wasn't. It was worse because he knows
the people better.
His show was doing all right though, because his show was targeted towards one group of people.
Dominicans.
Retards. All right. Same thing. All right. I don't know.
Did I tell you about this thing? Where I just seen a clip from a reality show, and it's just this Dominican family being like, yeah. I came and I asked my mom, like, mom, are you someone's side chick? Were you dad's side chick who got pregnant?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, grandma was too. Grandma was the other lady in grandpa's life and she got pregnant, even though she knew he was married. And that's just kind of how this family runs.
Wait, what is this story? Like, is this a dude?
Like, his fucking whole family is a bunch of whores.
But who is this?
Just random fucking reality TV show.
Oh. He's a product of side bitches.
He's a product of side bitches. His sister's a bunch of side bitches. His fucking...
He's like Voldemort.
I guess.
Do you know what Voldemort is?
No.
Voldemort was... This is so gay. I don't watch Harry Potter, but I know this.
You fucking watch Harry Potter.
I do not. Harry... No. His parents both took a love potion and they met each... And like they had a kid. But when you're a product of a love potion, you're not... You're evil incarnate. That's kind of what you are. So
Harry's
if you're a product
evil?
Of side bitches, you're a product of infidelity.
Infidelity.
That's how I see it. Who is this Voldemort fucking Dominican I gotta kill?
This poor...
Who is this?
You know what? After they tell him this, after his whole family tells him this, and his sister's making fun of him, he just walks away angry. And this is the worst type of bitch. Like, once, like, a dude is angry and he walks away, this bitch like, oh, he can't take it. He gonna go cry about that shit.
This is a reality show?
Reality show.
What is this called? Dominicans? Just called every Dominican ever.
Literally, grandma was like, that's just how the Dominicans do it, eh? Like, what the fuck?
There are lots of weird stories like that, like, in South American countries. Like, Carlos Mencia's mom. It's funny how I'm a Carlos Mencia historian.
Historian.
Especially on his jokes.
You mean Ned?
I'm a Ned Holness. What's his Ned?
Yeah. Ned something Jewish.
Ned Holness. I think that's his Ned. I always think about Joe Rogan's rant. He's not even a fucking... Joe Rogan's impression of Carlos Mencia's comedy. Oh, black Mexican people, fuck! That was his impression.
It's not bad.
But, Carlos Mencia's mom was...
Ned's mom.
Gave away Carlos to a... parent to a dad who couldn't have kids, and because that person took care of his mom, he's like he took it, and it was like he knew his biological mom, but he had two moms,
yeah,
surrogate, but yeah, I don't know. Like, it happens often. Of, like, just give away. All right, this got sad.
Give away.
I don't know.
So he was a gift?
Sort of, yeah. He was like a gift baby.
There you go. Was he Dominic Mysterio?
I guess.
Yo, he fits into that fucking plot line perfectly.
That ladder match.
If that family had Rey Mysterio and it was Eddie's wife that gave Carlos to the other family, bing bang boom, ladder match.
Eddie just fucked.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
That's not the lore.
That's not what happened.
Eddie didn't just fuck Rey
Mysterio. No!
What's the lore?
What kind of shit is that?
I thought he was like a player.
No!
What's the lore?
The lore is Rey Mysterio was shooting.